Well, Philip, intermittent shelling has been reported over the last few days in and around Malakal town in Upper Nile. Our UNMISS colleagues there gave one example of shelling from the Ditang area towards the north of the town. That's about 2 kilometres from the UN base and, of course, the protection of civilian site, which is adjacent. Some shells reportedly hit a deserted market in Wau Shiluk on the west bank of the Nile. That's downstream from Malakal. Now, I've been in contact with the field office in the town, which is on the east side of the river. Colleagues report that on Sunday the situation remained tense, but that no shelling or gunfire had been heard since the previous evening. The town is largely deserted, but a UN patrol did note the presence of soldiers.
So what's the situation in the protection of civilian site in Malakal?
Well, as you know, Philip, there are around 33,000 people who are currently sheltering in the UN protection of civilian site in Malakal. UNMISS colleagues say the site is calm. A few women have ventured outside the camp for the first time in 4 days to collect firewood and have visited the deserted market in Malakal town in the search for fish. Some women were also observed returning from the riverside carrying jerry cans. The United Nations takes this opportunity to remind all South Sudanese actors of the sanctity of UN staff, equipment and installations, including the protection of civilian sites and their residents.
What does this mean for the peace process?
First of all, any fighting just deepens the country's suffering, the suffering of South Sudanese people. The mission reiterates its call on all parties to immediately cease hostilities and fully implement the peace agreement. The United Nations, of course, remains committed to working with all South Sudanese to support the return of the country to peace and stability. We'll continue to act within our capacity to aid South Sudanese civilians in imminent danger and require that the undertaking to allow movement of humanitarian aid and personnel to affected areas be honoured by all parties. UNMISS will continue working with the Transitional Government of National Unity and all stakeholders in support of the implementation of the peace agreement for the benefit of the South Sudanese people, as mandated by the UN Security Council.
Thank you so much, Daniel, for your time.